New York City. Dreary, gray, miserable. Or was that just me? After ending a sordid affair with my married ex-boyfriend and going through a painful breakup with my current one, I decided it was time for a change of scenery, and I wasn't alone.
I can't believe you're all going to LA without me.
We still can't believe you went on your honeymoon without us.
Oh, I have pictures.
You happy now? While we were planning our escape, Charlotte was celebrating her return. She and Trey had just come back from 10 days in Bermuda.
See, here Trey and I are playing golf.
Do you think the studio will send a limo to pick us up?
No, I do not.
They should. They're making a movie out of your columns.
It's a little production company that's just talking about optioning my columns.
I know. I was just practicing my L.A. spin. Oh, look.
Here's one of Trey pretending to get a hole-in-one. He just loved that gag.
Who wouldn't?
Oh!
Did you notice that we're both wearing Bermuda shorts?
Bermuda's in Bermuda. You kids were crazy down there.
Well, I'd love to stay, but I've got to drug my cat and take him to the kennel.
Lovely.
Ah, I gotta go, too.
Hey, the car's picking us up at 1.
We'll be there. Welcome back, you old married lady.
Nah. Bye, have fun.
All right.
So, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Great.
I told Aiden about the affair and he broke up with me.
Trey and I never had sex on our honeymoon.
You win. So, should we get more coffee or should we get 2 guns and kill ourselves?
He couldn't get it up. We tried twice and it was just so frustrating, we just started playing golf.
After many days on the golf course, Charlotte's handicap had gone down 12. Trey's handicap had stayed the same.
Well, sweetie, impotence is a common problem.
Oh, do you think he's impotent?
Well,
my husband can't be impotent. He's gorgeous.
All right, then. Glad you solved that.
I was thinking that maybe he was just nervous about the wedding and the honeymoon and the golf. He played really badly one day.
What do you want me to say?
Let's just change the subject. What happened with Aiden?
Nothing good. The whole reason I even agreed to this trip was to get away from Aiden and Big and the whole mess. Come on, let's get the check and go to Barney's. I can't possibly go to Los Angeles without another pair of shoes.
No. You go. I'm gonna stay and have another cup. Just go. Have fun.
All right. Call me if you need me.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Later that day, 3 single New Yorkers arrived in the City of Angels.
Oh, I so needed this vacation.
You and me both, sister.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Wait, that's his job? To sit in a fake fish tank in underwear?
What do you think he's reading?
The want ads?
There seems to be a problem.
Words I'm never fond of hearing.
I have reservations for Miss Jones and Miss Bradshaw, but not Miss Hobbs.
Great, this is great.
Well, there was supposed to be 3 reservations.
The production company only requested 2 rooms, and I'm afraid we're all booked up.
Fuck! She's from New York.
I understand. I'll have another room tomorrow, the next day at the latest. Until then, might I suggest you stay with one of your friends?
I'll stay with her.
Okay, I don't want to hear anything about my smoking.
They didn't request smoking rooms.
Excuse me?
You're on a non-smoking floor.
Words I'm even less fond of hearing.
Later that night, decked out in our New York goes to LA finest, we were ready for a night on the town.
Okay, ready. Let's go.
Back in the hotel bar, we realized the 3-hour time difference also made us 3 hours late for cocktail hour.
Welcome to LA. I'm Garth.
I'm Samantha. How did you know I was from out of town?
Because if you lived here, we would have met by now.
So what do you do when you're not working as a one-man welcome wagon?
I'm a dildo mod.
You wouldn't tease a girl, would you?
Really, I'm the number two selling model in the U.S. Number one in Canada. My dick's bigger in Canada.
You gotta love that metric system.
I gotta run.
Where? A dildo emergency?
You know, I know you think I'm yanking your chain, but I'm not. As a matter of fact, we are having a promotional party at the Hustler store celebrating the launch of a new line of toys and accessories. Here's an invitation. Come.
Oh, I always do.
Oh.
As Samantha said goodbye to Mr. Dildo, Miranda said hello to Mr. Dick. Mr. Jason Dick.
It's spelled D-I-Q-U-E. It's Dutch, and yes, I've thought about changing it.
Well, it could be worse.
How?
If your first name was Little.
So what about you? What do you do?
I'm a lawyer.
Oh, and I thought I had it bad.
No.
No, really, that's great. You look like a lawyer.
And you look like a dick.
It is so great to talk to a smart and funny woman. What was I saying?
It's great to talk to a smart, funny woman.
Yeah, yeah. Could you excuse me for a second?
Okay.
And across the bar, I was having drinks with the most ambitious and feared creature in all of Los Angeles, the junior development executive.
I just love your columns. They're so relatable.
Thanks. Well, I try.
It's like I'm you. Or I will be when I turn 30. You are such a loser. You're a loser. You are loser. I'm kidding. What a loser. Last year, pitched me nothing but shit 24/7.
That's a lot of shit.
No shit. Oh. But seriously, I am you. You've had your heart broken. I've had my heart broken. And if I have, that means other girls have. And if other girls have, that means big opening weekend. Not X-Men big, but chick flick big. God, the guy who came up with that term should have his balls cut off.
Don't you think that's a little severe?
Do I sound like an asshole? I hope I don't sound like an asshole. You know, I love your shoes.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
So, big news. I have a star interested. Guess who?
Drew Barrymore?
No. Guess.
I'm really not good with the celebrity names.
Oh, guess.
That Jennifer Love Something girl?
Nope. Guess.
I think I'm done guessing.
Matthew McConaughey.
Why would he want to be involved?
Because he's smart. He's a producer as well, and he really took to the material. You're meeting him tomorrow at 3. Hot, hottie, hot. What do you think about that?
Meanwhile, back in New York, Charlotte was dealing with a bed that was still cold, coldy, cold.
Trey, honey, come to bed. It's late.
Oh, in a minute. Won't be able to sleep until I enter all these wedding gifts.
Sleep was the last thing Charlotte was hoping Trey would do in bed that night.
Mm-hmm. You see, I've listed the gifts, who it's from, and the addresses. It'll make it a breeze when you send out the thank you notes.
Oh, I can't wait till all this wedding nonsense is behind us, and then we can relax and just be a regular man and wife.
The Jamesons were the crystal candlesticks, and the Sullivans were the silver. Hello there.
You know, since we've been home, I've just been feeling so much more relaxed, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think you just deleted Mr. and Mrs. Evan Handy and their Steubenglass bowl. Hang on.
Trey, we have a problem.
I know. Somehow we've got two serving platters and we only registered for one.
Charlotte walked back to her big Park Avenue bed, wishing she had remembered to register for a sex life. When visiting LA, there are two things you simply must do. One is rent a fabulous car. Two is learn how to drive it.
You said you knew how to drive a stick.
Well, I did a couple of times in a parking lot.
Why didn't you just get an automatic?
I love this car. It goes with my outfit.
It was my own personal belief that cars are to Los Angeles what handbags are to New York.
What's with this hill? LA is supposed to be flat.
Yeah, I think they mean culturally.
The hotel's right there.
Yes, but to get there, we have to go up this hill.
sorry.
All right, come on, we're gonna do it.
A little while later, freshly showered and freaked out, I drove to the studio for my meeting with Matthew McConaughey. Hills in there, are there?
Go down there, make a left, jump.
Okay, thank you.
I do. I like all of it. I think your writing is brilliant. I really do. I mean, it's sharp, it's edgy, it's brutal at times. It's always a little juicy. It's very New York. You know what I'm saying? I do like it. I really do.
Well, my God, well. Thank you, Matthew McConaughey.
You're welcome, Carrie Bradshaw. Now, here's what I've been thinking about. How do we get your column to translate to the silver screen? And I think I've got the answer. Now, what if we flush out the central relationship?
Okay, central relationship.
Carrie and Mr. Big, huh? I don't see why they couldn't make it work.
I couldn't believe it. I flew 3,000 miles to have Matthew McConaughey ask the same question I've been asking myself for years.
I mean, look at him. I mean, he is such a great guy. I mean, I don't know anybody any cooler than Mr. Big. My only question, really, is what the fuck is Carrie's problem? You know? What do you think?
Well, I don't particularly think it was just her problem. Actually, he had some, you know, commitment issues.
Well, that's bullshit, Carrie, and you know it! Okay. Kidding. I'm acting. Huh? That's what I do. Yes, but do you see what I mean? That's why I want to develop the story with you. I'm Mr. Big.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay, that's...
Excellent. You know what else? I really want to fuck you, baby.
Are you acting now?
I'm Big, okay? You be Carrie.
I am Carrie.
We are animals, man, woman, walking the earth. We are made of head, heart, and loins. Mm. We're talking about using them. Am I right?
Well, I have, The girl said that we would talk about the columns today.
Let's get down to the underbelly of these two characters, and let's figure out why they're so fucked up.
Well, I have a facial at 4.
Then I love you. I don't understand why we can't be together.
Do you mind if I smoke?
I don't think you should smoke, Carrie.
What?
In the movie, I don't think Carrie should smoke.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Or my office, okay?
After I left the meeting, I took a wrong turn and somehow found myself right back where I had started. Back in New York, back wondering about Big. I had come to LA for a vacation, hoping to get away from Big and Aiden and most of all myself. But sitting on the fake set, all my old issues felt more real than ever. I couldn't help but wonder, no matter how far you travel or how much you run from it, can you ever really escape your past?
Ma'am?
No smoking.
But I'm outside. And it's New York! In New York, the release of a new book is cause for celebration. Here in LA, a new line of sex toys will do the trick.
Isn't this fun?
The answer to that would be no, sweetie, we want to go.
What? We can't leave yet. Look, they haven't even cut the cock.
What are the chances it's cream filled?
I am exhausted from McConaughey mania. I just want to get into bed, go to sleep, and pretend this whole day never happened.
Oh, stay a little longer. Garth's going to autograph some dildos. He's a very big seller.
He's the John Grisham of penises.
I'm going to go get in line.
I can't believe how open and high I have sex as places. In New York, sex is so bottom shelf paper bag.
Exactly. It's all hidden, like me.
What do you mean?
Last night I was talking to this cute guy and we were having a great time. And then this woman in a tight dress walked by with big breasts, just boom, here they are. And he totally went for it.
Right.
But the thing is, I wanted to have sex with him too. But it was all hidden in my witty banter and my little looks, and she just put it right out there. Sex. And she got the guy.
Yeah, but how long did she have him?
Who cares? I'm on vacation. I want to get laid. I admire women who can just put it right out there where you can see it. See, look. Like her.
You want to dress like her?
You know what I mean. Do you think there's any chance that she's not up for sex?
No, because she's a hooker.
Hi.
Hi.
Have we met?
No. I was just telling my friend how much I admire what you're wearing.
Thank you.
Are you in the porn industry?
Oh, God, no. I'm a lawyer for Disney.
Ah.
See?
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy. You made it.
Well, my opinion of Canadian consumers just went up a notch. Sign it, please.
How should I sign it?
Oh, I don't know. To Samantha, who's staying at the Standard, room 324.
Perfect. I'll deliver it personally.
You're too kind.
That night, Samantha took home the deluxe Garth. And next door, I learned that not only could I not escape my past, I couldn't escape my present.
What is it about California air? It makes me sleep so well.
It's not the air. Your headboard knocked you unconscious.
You heard us?
I didn't.
No, Miss Snore, you wouldn't.
Are you okay?
I'm cranky. I have to take another meeting with Matthew McConaughey and his partners. We're all gonna sit around and brainstorm what goes wrong with Carrie and all her relationships.
Don't go.
I have to go. They flew me out here. I'm their little writer monkey.
Well, I've got something to make you feel better.
Oh, dildos before 10 a.m. I'm all perked up.
They're autographed, one for each.
Oh.
My friend went to California and all I got was this lousy dildo.
Could you please put these back wherever they came from? People are staring.
Please, it's L.A. No one cares if your egg whites have a side of cock.
Wow. Nobody needs this much. Do you know the average woman is only 5 inches deep?
Is that written on your placemat or something?
To me, the mark of a fine penis is width.
Couldn't agree more. That's why I know you'll enjoy your presents.
Huh.
So are you saying that Garth has the perfect girth?
Exactly.
Well, as much as I enjoy the fine, lifelike craftsmanship, I'm gonna leave mine with you.
I think I'm holding on to mine. Ellie isn't working out exactly the way I had hoped.
Meanwhile, back in New York, and still no closer to being input by Trey, Charlotte addressed thank you notes. Every time she licked a love stamp, she felt it made a mockery of her marriage.
Hello?
It's me. It's been days and still nothing. What if he really is impotent?
Well, what kind of impotence do you think it is?
The kind that makes it soft?
No. I mean physical or emotional.
I don't know.
Well, have you asked him about it?
Oh, he's embarrassed. He doesn't even want to talk about it.
Okay, here's how you find out. You put a ring of paper around his flaccid penis while he's asleep. Jesus, I sound like a perverted Nancy Drew.
What does that do?
Well, if it rips during the night, that means he's capable of an erection and the problem is not physical.
This floor is non-smoking.
I have an addiction, sir!
A ring of paper.
Yep. Later that night, Samantha invited Mr. Dildo out for dim sum and then some.
So, Samantha, tell me more about yourself. What are your interests?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious.
I'm serious. I mean, don't you want to know more about me? My interests?
Well, okay.
I'm a poet.
Oh.
I've been published in the Amicus Journal.
Garth wanted Samantha to know that he was more than just a sex toy. He had a soft side.
You want to hear one?
And far away, Charlotte was dealing with Trey's soft side as well. She decided she was going to get some answers. So she came to bed, armed with love. She went to sleep, hoping her mail had sufficient postage to deliver his package into her box. Back at the hotel, Samantha was waiting for a delivery of her own.
And once again, the leaves bloom forth. Some headed south, some headed north.
That's beautiful. Come here.
Blue. As a baby bird, winged and aloft. My eyes search your eyes for something I've lost.
Uh-huh.
Samantha, I was thinking.
Oh, you were.
We have this really great connection, and I've pretty much done L.A. How about I move to New York? I could pursue my two passions, poetry and porn. Wouldn't it be great? We could keep seeing each other.
Having a fling in L.A. is one thing. But introducing Mr. Dildo to everyone at a gala at the Met was quite another.
I don't think it would work, Garth. I know me, and I'm much too possessive of a woman to share your penis with the world.
And just like that, Samantha escaped a life as Mrs. Dildo. She moved Garth out of her present and into her past, but she took the best part of him with her. I'd finally found a place to escape Miranda's snoring. The ghosts of my relationship's past weren't so easy to shake. I had to face the fact that I hadn't really moved on from Big and Aiden. I just moved.
Excuse me.
Put it out. Put it out.
Oh, no. I was just wondering if I could borrow one of those.
Oh, sorry. It's my last one.
You want some company? Sure you want to be alone?
I am.
As soon as I said it out loud, I knew that that was just what I wanted. And needed. The next day, Charlotte woke up as excited as a little girl on Christmas morning, and she couldn't wait to see if Trey's package was unwrapped. Morning.
Good morning. Yeah. What are you so excited about?
Nothing. I just love you.
And I love you too.
For the first time in weeks, Charlotte felt relieved. Trey's problem wasn't physical. And then she realized, if it wasn't physical, she couldn't escape the fact that it might be emotional. And there was no easy love stamp solution to fix that. Totally digging this scene. It's so urban cowboy circa 1982.
All the fabulous places in LA, and we're at the Saddle Ranch Chop House?
Hey, don't complain. It's the closest bar without a hill involved.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. Look at her. She screams sex. It's so honest. I wish I could be more like that.
Well, stop fucking complaining about it and just do something about it.
Love the lady's gonna be next.
I will!
Miranda, no!
Over here! She will!
No!
Go, girl!
Yeah! Hold on!
We weren't sure if it was the California climate or the 5 Lone Star beer she drank, but as soon as she got on that bowl, Miranda escaped. Miranda.
occasion.
And the next day, as I pulled up to the studio, I realized I was the one who held the key to my escape. I could drive in and have someone tell me the mistakes I'd made in my past, or I could drive on and figure them out myself. So that's what I did. I mean, if I could master a stick shift, could a successful relationship be that far behind?